Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Welcome to our Word and Prayer. Welcome po natin ang bagong buwan ng taon 2021. Mm-hmm. Ngayon po ay March na. Malapit mm-hmm. na tayong mag-anniversary, 1 year anniversary na po surviving and really overcoming the fear, no, caused by this coronavirus. Salamat mm-hmm. sa Panginoon, for He is so faithful with all of us.
March ba yun? March 15 yata, ano?
Yes.
Nung in-announce yung lockdown.
Nasa daan tayo dun eh.
Nasaan tayo noon? UST.
Pastor Al had his eye check-up sa UST. So meron po siyang emergency check-up. Kaya lang pagpunta namin doon.
Hindi na kami pinapasok.
Hanggang entrance na lang po kami. Because
sabi, may COVID patient.
Yun.
Eh, nung time na yon talagang pag nalaman mo may COVID, talagang wee! Pero salamat sa Lord na iningatan tayo.
Meron tayong bagong series for the month of March. Pero magpapasalamat muna tayo sa Panginoon sa lahat ng kanyang ginagawa patuloy sa atin.
Oo, kasi po last week ay merong first ever na webinar na ginawa po tayo. Ito yung To Have and to Hold, no, na webinar natin, marriage webinar.
Yes.
At ang diniscuss natin ay blueprint. Salamat sa Panginoon sa mga kasama po natin. Ano? That was last Thursday.
Yeah,
God's right design way for marriage.
So praise God po, we had 70 couples in the room.
praise God.
From US to UK, London and Ireland, may mga nakasama po tayo. At dito sa Pilipinas, may mga nakasama rin po tayo, mga pastors and crossroads.
Meron din from Abu Dhabi, ah, di ba? Diyaka sa Emirates.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So, salamat po at hopefully you can join us, yung po mga couples out there. If you want, you can join us for our next episode. Series ito eh. Next episode ng ating marriage webinar. This will be on March 25, 2021, 8 to 10 p.m. via Zoom. Ang ating pong paksa ay marriage as a redemptive journey.
Yeah.
Napakaganda po nitong paksa na
so
ito.
So keep in touch po para sa ating registration online. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So,
okay. And so, bago na po ang ating series ng Alab Fridays. Ito po ay pinapangunahan ng ating mga young people and young adults together. So, starting over, yan po ang theme sa darating na Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, this coming Friday ay ipapaliwanag po natin kung ano ba ang implication ng title na yan, starting over, para sa particularly, no, sa mga kabataang nag-aaral, hindi nag-aaral, mga adults, young adults na nag-work at hindi nag-work. So, whatever is your condition, whatever is your need, let's start over again in mm-hmm. Jesus. That's the challenge.
Yeah. At may magandang feature itong synchronous praying natin. Ano?
Wow.
Ito yung Alab, God's Mighty Generals. Wow.
Wow. Exciting to. Ayan. We will get to know the revivalist, no?
Mm-hmm.
ng unang panahon.
mm-hmm.
Grabe. The mighty men of God. God's mighty general. So, aabangan niyo po yan every Friday pa rin, 9 a.m., 4 p.m., 11 p.m. Mayroon po isang great revivalist to be featured on a daily, on a day's basis. So, on a week's time. So, di ba, sa Friday, tatlong segments, pero isang revivalist lamang po mm-hmm. ang kanilang ipi-feature. And from there, no, we will get the fire, we'll catch the revival fire
mm-hmm.
and experience the revival fire once again. No? Panalangin natin, Lord, do it again. Do it again.
Maganda yung ano eh, through history, makita natin how God worked in every period, in every season. Kita natin ang galaw ng Diyos. And we can pray, Lord. Tama yung sabi ni Pastor Citas, would you please do it again?
Amen. Ang ating pong Bible reading calendar ay nakadisenyo po sa books of the Bible. Salitan po, one book in the Old Testament, and after reading a book in the Old Testament, ay New Testament naman. Sa isang araw po ay merong 3 to 4 chapters. Mm-hmm. Yung Friday and Saturday and Sunday po natin ay nagbe-break po tayo with Psalms and Proverbs. Ang ganda po ng ating kalendaryo ngayon para mabasa natin yung Biblia sa loob ng isang taon. Ayan. Yan po yung primary purpose ng ating Bible reading. So para po sa mga kasama natin ngayon na wala pa po kayong Bible reading calendar, pwede po kayo pumunta sa photos, no, ng ating pong FB page at makikita nyo po doon sa timeline photos po natin yung Bible calendar natin. At pwede pa po kayong humabol. Mm-hmm. So sa Old Testament, pangatlong libro na po natin yung Leviticus. So we had done reading Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Kanina natapos natin yung Leviticus. Tapos bukas, mag-start naman tayo ng third book na po ng New Testament. Tapos na tayo sa Matthew, Mark. Bukas Luke. Ay Luke na. Mm-hmm. Alright. So magkaroon na po tayo ng Bible survey and let us take a look at what God is telling to us about the book of Leviticus. Ayan.
Mainam ito kasi pagka ako talaga dumarating na dito sa portion ng Leviticus, nahihirapan ako.
Okay.
Oo, nahihirapan ako dahil mahirap basahin, mahirap intindihin, ang daming detalye, pero marami palang pagpapalang makukuha dito.
Mahirap basahin kasi padugo.
No,
it's all about sacrifices, offerings. Pero let's take a look. Ano? Sabi po din yung Leviticus. So, with my Bible survey, para nilagyan ko lang siya ng title na Leviticus Walk. Ayan. So, how do I walk with this book? So, meron din po mga references. Sabi sa Latin, no, yung Leviticus daw po ay, and he called. Wow. No, and who is that? Calling us, it's God. Sa Hebrew is Vayikra, the third book of the Latin Vulgate Bible, primarily concerned with the priests and their duties. Mm-hmm. So meron daw po talaga mga priests, ayon sila Moses, Aaron, and the sons of Aaron, and at dumami pa po mga priests at doon binigyan ng Panginoon ang mga priests na ito ng regulations. No, paano nila mailalapit ang tao sa Diyos sa pamamagitan ng pag-aalay. Bakit nga ba may pag-aalay? Kasi may kasalanan. That's the only way, no, to be forgiven.
Kaya pala Leviticus kasi Levi, ano? Yung yes. Tribo ni Levi.
Yan, so, ang Book of Leviticus was written by Moses. Ayan. And it was written between 1440 or 1440 and 1400 before Christ. Mm-hmm. So, ganun katagal. Bago dumating si Jesus. So, kung makikita po natin, there are 26 chapters? 24 chapters? 27 chapters in the Book of Leviticus. Chapters 1 to 7 ay patungkol po sa mga offerings na nire-require both the laity and the priesthood. Ano ba ibig sabihin ng laity?
Yung mga pangkaraniwang tao, mga Hudyo.
So, halimbawa, ako, pangkaraniwan akong tao during that time, merong nire-require sa akin na offering, gayon din sa mga priests. Chapters 8 to 10 describe the consecration of Aaron and his sons to the priesthood. Mm-hmm. Grabe to, no? Talagang very strict, no? Ang rules ng Panginoon. Kasi consecration, kung makikita po talaga natin yung setting apart, no? Dedicating, being devoted to God and God alone. Chapters 11 to 16 are the prescriptions for various types of uncleanness. So, nabanggit po dyan ng mga sakit, no? Skin disease, sa hair, everything. No? And then the final 10 chapters, hanggang chapter 27, ay patungkol to sa guidance to His people for practical holiness. Mm-hmm. Various feasts were instituted in the people's worship of God, convened and practiced according to God's laws. Blessings or curses would accompany either the keeping or neglect of God's commandments. Vows to the Lord are covered in chapter 27. Mm-hmm. Grabe na, nag-stick yung eyes ko dun sa chapter 26. Mm-hmm. about the blessings of God to those who would really love Him and obey Him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
sabi dito, the primary theme of Leviticus is holiness. Oo, pinapakilala dito na ang Diyos ay banal at dinidemand niya yung holiness from His people. Bakit? Kasi holy siya. So, a corresponding theme is that of atonement. Holiness must be maintained before God and holiness can only be attained through a proper atonement. Parang ganito yan eh. May dilema ang Diyos eh. Mahal niya ang kanyang bayan at gusto niyang pumisan, makitira, kasama ng kanyang bayan. Problema, makasalanan yung kanyang bayan. So, paano mo pagsasamahin yung makasalanan sa kabanal? So, nag-provide ang Panginoon ng temporary remedy dito sa problema na ito. At ang solusyon niya ay yung atonement. Yung merong ibang mamamatay para doon sa makasalanan. Kaya nagkaroon ng mga handog na mga hayop na pinapatay para yung dugo niya, yun ang pangpalit. Na dapat sana dugo ng tao yung tumigis, pero yung dugo na lang ng hayop. Para na sa ganoon, makapisa ng Diyos kasama ng kanyang bayan. Yan po yan. So it's a shadow of what will happen in the future, Jesus Christ atoning for our sins.
Yes. Meron yung tawag na four shadow wings. Hindi po apat ito na shadows. Ibig po sabihin, four, yung looking forward. Minsan tinitingnan natin yung Old Testament na parang Old Testament books lang siya. Hindi, sa bawat reading natin sa Old Testament, nandun si Jesus.
Amen.
Nandun yung Messiah being revealed. So, dito sa Leviticus, babasahin ko po ito, dito ipinakita ang pagdating ng Messias, ng Panginoong Jesus. Now, much of the ritualistic practices of worship picture in many ways the person and work of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 10 tells us that the Mosaic law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, by which is meant that the daily sacrifices offered by the priests for the sin of the people were a representation of the ultimate sacrifice, Jesus Christ, whose sacrifice would be once for all time for those who would believe in Him. The holiness imparted temporarily by the law would one day be replaced by the absolute attainment of holiness when Christians exchange their sin for the righteousness of Christ. So, imagine na lang po natin, oh, kung tayo pa rin sa panahon ngayon ay nabubuhay sa Mosaic law, na para tayo mabayaran ang kasalanan natin, kailangan natin kumuha ng tupa, no? O nang kung tayo walang kakayanan ay kahit kalapati. And every Sunday when we go to church, talaga ititigis natin yung dugo ng mga hayop. Look at how messy and how bloody would be, no? The sanctuary, the church. Pero pinapakita dito na hanggang doon lang yon kay Moses. Why? Because Jesus is about to come and He will be the ultimate, the final, the complete atonement for us. So, ibang klase, siya mismo ang Diyos ang nagbayad, ang nagtigis ng kanyang dugo para sa atin.
Amen.
And when we look at 2 Corinthians 5:21,
sabi dito, for our sake, God made Christ to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. Yeah. So yun po, mga kapatid, kita natin dito na yung temporary remedy na ginawa ng Diyos ay ginawa niyang complete na remedy. At nagawa yon through Jesus Christ. Kaya hindi siya nagdala ng tupa para ihandog, kundi siya mismo yung naging tupa. At ang dugo niya mismo ang tumigis sa krus ng Kalbaryo para mahugasan ang ating kasalanan, mapatawad tayo sa ating mga kalikuan, at mabigyan tayo ng access sa langit, no, sa presensya ng Panginoon.
Praise God.
Purihin ang ating Panginoong Jesus.
Grabe talaga yung ginawa ni Jesus for us. At now, no, when we believe in Him, when we have Him as our Lord and Savior, Grabe, He will intercede for us and we can come to the throne of God's grace. Mm-hmm. So, para naman po sa atin, ito yung application natin in the book of Leviticus. Number one, God takes His holiness very seriously and so should we. The trend in the postmodern church is to create God in our own image, giving Him the attributes we would like Him to have instead of the ones His Word describes. Mm-hmm. So, pinapakita pa rin po sa Leviticus na ang Diyos ay Diyos na banal. Paulit-ulit sa Leviticus yung phrase na, I am your God. No? Because I am the Lord your God. Paulit-ulit po yan. Pinakikilala ng Panginoon ang kanyang sarili sa kanyang kabanalan. For He is our God, written no, in the Bible. Tapos sabi dyan, meron kasi tayong sariling kaparaanan no, kung paano natin gustong ilarawan ang Diyos at kung gusto na sa paraan natin na susundin natin kung sino yung Diyos na gusto nating sundin. At huwag po tayong makakalimot. In the book of Leviticus, it reminds us that we have one true living God and that true living God is holy. At hindi po natin ito dapat isang tabi. Mm-hmm. We live in His holiness and we ascribe His holiness and we walk in His righteousness. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Sabi naman dito sa number two, God's utter holiness, His transcendent splendor and His unapproachable light are foreign concepts to many Christians. We are called to walk in the light and put away the darkness in our lives so that we may be pleasing in His sight. Oh, ito yung parang in-emphasize ko nung Sunday, nung worship, na sometimes we want a one-dimensional Jesus. Yung bang mabait, mapagpatawad, maunawain, mapagbigay. Pero hindi natin nakikita na meron din namang holiness and righteousness at merong holy anger ang Panginoon dahil siya po ay talagang holy no nung kumuha siya ng latigo sa mga ginawang palengke ang templo no? Doon mo nakita yung another dimension ni Jesus, another aspect of His life na hindi pwedeng konsintihin ang kasamaan o ang corruption. So we have a multi-dimensional Jesus. No? And Leviticus shows us that aspect. Kaya siguro yung iba ayaw basahin ito. No? At ako din, minsan nahihirapang basahin dahil mahirap talagang titigan yung holiness ng Panginoon. No? Nakapangliliit at nakakahiya kapag nakikita natin ang ating sarili sa liwanag ng kanyang kabanalan. Yeah.
A holy God cannot tolerate blatant and ashamed sin in His people, and His holiness requires Him to punish it. We dare not to be flippant in our attitudes towards sin or God's loathing of it, nor should we make light of it in any way. So, talaga po, we give high regard to God in His holiness. Walang kasalanan sa Kanya, walang bahid ng kasalanan sa Kanya, yet He chose to die for us so that we would be atoned no, sa ating mga kasalanan. Now that we are living for Him, lalakad tayo sa Kanya, not on our own way, but His way. Mm-hmm. And His way is the way of holiness. We cannot compromise it. Hindi natin pwedeng tawaran, hindi pwedeng bawasan. No, ang kabanalan ng Diyos ay tapat na, hindi pwedeng lagtawan, hindi pwedeng mm-hmm. isang tabi. Mm-hmm. So, hindi rin pwedeng sa isang season, banal ka, sa isang season, iiwanan mong kabanalan ng Diyos kasi mapagpatawad siya. Mm-hmm. No, yes, God is forgiving, but God always is holy. So, mas doon po tayo naka-yield sa kanyang katangian ng kalinisan at kabanalan. At possible na tayo ay maging banal patuloy sa ating paglakad kung yun nga po, ang paraan ng Diyos ay magiging paraan din natin. Na tayo ay makakalakad mula sa pagtingin lang natin kay Jesus, no, na siyang nabuhay dito sa lupa at ipinakita niya paano ba talagang sundin ang kalooban ng Ama. So, yun po, we cannot take for granted and we cannot compromise with God's holiness.
Amen. Okay.
Yun. So, Crossroad Hour, Leviticus Walk calls us for integrity. This is the essence of authenticity, that we who speaks about the Word of God must be one with the Word of God. The message and the messenger must be one.
And then number two, accountability and responsibility. People are looking up to the pastors and ministers. May we all walk in sure accountability both in private and public life.
Yes.
Oh, yun po. Dahil nga, sabihin, merong standard ang Panginoon. So, dapat tayong mga leaders, no, mga pastors, ano, ay nabubuhay ng ayon doon sa ating ipinapangaral. At may mga tao din naman na may kakayahang magtuwid sa atin kung kinakailangan at handa tayong magpatuwid, no, at handa tayong magpakorek kung kinakailangan. So, napakahalaga po niyan, ano. Merong grupo na ngayon nagtuturo ng hyper-extreme grace na wala ng kasalanan. Hindi po natin ito tinatangkilik. Tinitingnan po natin ang ating mga sarili na we are a work in progress. At kailangang tayo manangan sa biyaya ng Diyos upang tayo mabago. No? We celebrate the grace of God. Pero this grace brings us closer to the Lord and makes us more like Him. Yun dapat ang pinaka-trajectory ng grace ng Panginoon.
Amen. And therefore, we walk in faithfulness. No? Talagang kailangan natin ito sa tuwina na maging totoo sa Diyos at sa Kanyang pagtawag. Think of the people who love and honor you, but more than that, look unto Jesus who died for us so we could be saved. This is one greatest reason to remain faithful till the end. Yung faithfulness ay does not connote yung attendance lang natin sa church or attendance natin sa life group. Yung faithfulness dito ay in public, both in public and private, we walk in faithfulness to God, staying true to Him, no, and obeying Him in His call. At sana ang maging great motivation talaga natin to remain faithful. Sa gitna ng temptation, talagang pipiliin mo pa rin ng Diyos. Sa mga panahon na nahihirapan ka, pipiliin mo pa rin ang responses ng Panginoon. Why? Because mayaman yung grasya ng Panginoon. Hindi lang ito enough para sa ating, hindi lang ito binigay para sa ating kaligtasan mula sa kasalanan. Yung grace ng Panginoon is more than enough to provide godliness to us. So, posible na tayo ay makalakad ng tapat. Kaya iyan yung isang ilalarawan natin sa Alab Fridays, na mayroong mga revivalists in the past, talagang who lived in sacrifices, in sufferings, yet they remained faithful to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because yung grace ng Panginoon, dun lang talaga sila nag-yield. And lo and behold, hanggang ngayon makita natin yung effect ng kanilang faithful response sa call ng Panginoon.
Amen. And finally, know your values, no? Alamin mo dapat ang iyong mga pinagpapahalagahan. At masagot ang mga tanong na, what kind of person am I? Ano ba akong klaseng tao? At what kind of people am I looking up to? Kasi kung sino yung lagi mong pinapakinggan, tinitingnan, nagiging kahawig at kamukha mo.
Yes.
At kung sino ang iyong nirerespeto at pinakikinggan, yung nagsasalita sa'yo, no, ay most probably, no, yun din naman ang iyong kahantungan.
Yes.
Kaya ingatan natin ang mga taong nakapalibot sa atin, no. Pipiliin po natin kung sino yung mga taong tinitingala natin, pipiliin natin kung sino yung taong lagi natin kasama, no, na makatutulong sa atin para maging kawangis ng Panginoon.
Okay. Amen. So, that would be the summary of Leviticus. And yun, kung may mga nalagtawan kayo.
Meron kang sinabi kanina, yung Leviticus 26. Anong nagustuhan mo doon?
Of course, para
kanina umaga.
Yung ano yan eh, kahilera yan ng Jubilee year.
Diba? Oh, oh.
So, very personal sa akin kasi 50 years old na ako. It's my Jubilee year. Talagang ninanamnam ko yung the blessing, no? the freedom. Sabi ko, ang daming pinalaya sa akin ng Panginoon. So, purihin ng Panginoon. In His time, He makes all things beautiful. And revelation ng Panginoon sa akin sa Leviticus 26. Yung blessings. Of course, may curses yung followership sa Panginoon. But I won't just obey the Lord for the sake of blessing.
Mm-hmm.
I won't obey God because I am afraid of His punishment.
Mm-hmm.
I obey God because He is my God.
Mm-hmm.
I obey God because He is my Father. I obey Him because He is the one who truly loves me. I obey Him because I will live with Him forever.
Mm-hmm.
I obey Him because of relationship, not because of the perks, the benefits. So, yung life itself, no, is a blessing. Makapaglingkod sa Kanya is a blessing. Mapalaya niya sa maraming kasalanan at sa maraming bihag ng kalaban ay great blessings for me. But yung isa na pinakamatinding resolution ko ngayon ay mula sa Leviticus, I'm gonna obey the Lord for the rest of my life. Because sinasabi niya, I am the Lord your God.
Okay.
Go.
Praise God. Oh, hindi ko rin mapigilan na tingnan yung blessing, Mama. Kasi ang ganda itong mga blessing. Pero sa tama yung sabi mo, hindi mo sinusunod ng Panginoon dahil sa blessing. Pero ini-encourage namin kayo. Marami talagang blessing pagka sumunod ka sa Panginoon. At talagang addictive yung blessing na yun. A case in point, yung sinabi niyang Sabbath. Normally, hindi talaga tayo nagpapahinga. Pero sabi niya doon, the Sabbath will provide for you.
Amen.
Yung bang Linggo, tinatrabaho mo pa. No? Eh dahil lang hahari mo nang ka doon sa kikitain mo. Pero ang sabi sa Leviticus 26, no, the Sabbath will provide for you, will give you what you need. Kahit hindi ka nagtatrabaho. At meron ding portion doon na ano eh, yung ika-seventh year, ipahinga mo yung lupa, no, para makapagpahinga siya sabbatical year yon, no. Sabi ng Lord, kailangan mong ipahinga yung lupa, huwag mong sasakahin, huwag mong tatamnan. Kasi ang promise niya, on the sixth year, no, He will provide crops that is sufficient for the next 3 years.
Amen.
I mean, if you will follow the Lord, no, hindi mo pangihinayangan yung panahon ng pamamahinga. Kagaya ngayon, actually, puwersado tayong magpahinga. No? Kagaya ng pagpuwersa ng Diyos sa Israel for failing to celebrate 70 sabbatical years, pinuwersa sila ng Diyos na magstay sa Babylonia ng 70 years. Kasi hindi nila tinupad yung Jubilee, yung 70th year, hindi sila nagsasabbatical. Kaya, mapupuwersa ka talaga. Buti pa, gawin mo na, di ba? Ipahinga mo, unahin mo ang Panginoon, hindi ibig sabihin na wala kang ginagawa at naghihintay ka sa Panginoon, eh walang nangyayari at walang value yon economically. There is a lot of things that God has in store for you that even while you are resting in Him, God is working to provide for all your needs even while you are spending time with Him. Purihin ang Panginoon.